You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but you're dealing in my head. It's an option, it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information. Asking for the word blood makes noise. Is it ringing in my ear? Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am Dave Hodges, your host, and we are the show that is attempting to free America one enslaved mind at a time. Katie Whalen, our health reporter, will be with us in the last half hour of the show. For the first 2.5 hours of the show, we have five-star guest Steve Quayle. And I'm warning you, the show is grim. If you've got young children in the room, you might want to usher them out. You may want to listen to this show on the archive, because I'm telling you, the events as they're unfolding are coming at us faster than I can count. Steve is here to try to decipher this. And before we join Steve, I wanted to go over a couple of things that I think you need to know for your preparation. Number one, Bob Griswold and Ready Made Resources. His number is 1-800-627-3809. He sells Mountain House Foods, food prep and storage, water filters, night vision. And if the bad guys have night vision and you don't, you're going to lose. The PVS 14 third generation auto gated unit is the very best in the world, and that's exactly what Bob sells. You can find Bob's fine product line, which you need. And after you listen to this show tonight, you're going to see why I started the show off with this ad. Second product I want to talk to you about is Precious Metals. And that's brought to you by none other than our guest, Steve Quayle. Renaissance Precious Metals. I am a satisfied customer. I have purchased what I feel I need to purchase at this time as a hedge against inflation, against the bail-ins that are coming to your bank accounts. And by bail-ins, I mean like you're not going to probably get anything back. Name an asset. Pensions, 401ks, your retirement from your work, your Social Security that's automatically deposited. Do you think you're going to see this come back when the turmoil that you're going to hear about tonight unfolds? Think again. Your time is short, and this is why I started this broadcast off with these two advertisements. Now, how do you do business with Steve? How do you protect yourself and your family from losing everything? Well, call Steve tomorrow morning at 486-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. I link to Steve on every article I write because I believe that many of us are going to survive what's coming, and you're going to want to survive with something that you can use as a currency exchange. Well, anyways, joining us is the man himself, Steve Quayle. I wrote an article today talking about whether or not you should leave the country. I've written articles whether or not there's going to be a civil war. Is the military be disarmed? And are we headed for an unmistakable civil war? Here to talk to us about it is Steve Quayle. His website is stevequayle.com. Steve, sorry about the lengthy introduction, but I wanted to get people's attention before we got started because they need to prepare, not just listen to us tonight. They need to prepare. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, Dave. At this point, I'm telling everybody that every single reason not to prepare is now done away with in light of the last week's attack and murder of the Marines and the one gentleman in the Navy. This thing is escalating. And, if people go back through your articles and just take the headlines, they have a complete outline of what's going to happen, how it's happening now. And, Dave, I used to use the statement, dumb unto death. Now I believe the better word is comatose unto annihilation. There's a difference. When you're dumb, you at least still have eyes and ears. Maybe you don't understand what you see. Maybe you don't understand what you hear. When you're comatose, you're being kept alive, but basically there's no ability for you to respond to the world around you. And I believe that every form of mind control, that has been, how should I say this, perfected or experimented on and now perfected is in play across the United States. You know, in 1996, Thomas Chittum wrote a book, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. And I think the biggest question that I have, Dave, now it's a rhetorical question, is why do American citizens, especially the vets who, by the grace of God, I've been warning and warning and warning for probably a minimum of 8 years, why did they not see this coming with the VA? 238,000, I'm told it's closer to 250,000, veterans have died. They passed away because they were intentionally denied their medication, intentionally denied any help. Now, why did that take place? Well, the veterans are the only ones in this country who have war-making capability outside of the imported military troops that have obviously military training, military weapons, and the battle plan ready to go. When the veterans wouldn't rise up, and I say this, I'm talking about putting the heat on their own political leaders, especially McCain, you know, in Arizona. Well, there you have POW, who should have been leading the charge for the veterans' right, yet he was uniquely silent. I believe that everyone now has come to the conclusion, or should have come to the conclusion, unless they're comatose unto annihilation, CUA. The bottom line is that we, and it's CUA, comatose unto annihilation, or CYA, cover your behind, but the point being is we have to now recognize that this is a nation under siege. So I just want to read, with your permission, I want to give people a little bit of a background on Chittum's book, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. I think when I, in 1998 or 2000, sometime in that period, that's when I first went on Coast to Coast. It may have been a year earlier than that, but I was talking about Civil War, and at this point, I was talking about the coming Civil War with Art Bell. And so the point that was made at that radio interview is I said that this country will come to a position in history, in a place in history, where nation is going to rise against nation. I'm quoting the words of Jesus. Ethnos against ethnos. Now, here's what Thomas Chittum has to say. And this is, remember, this is 1996. His work predicts the future Balkanization of the United States of America. The author claims that the U.S. has become a multi-ethnic empire, but those of the working class are getting nothing in the way of economic benefits from this empire. He therefore predicts the Balkanization dooms, that the Balkanization dooms America to die a violent death, breaking it into three ethnically based new countries along Mexican, European American, and black lines from broad regions already predominantly populated by those groups. In particular, he focuses on what he asserts will be a coming Mexican insurgency in and an illegal alien-laden Southern California. Well, tell me, did he nail it back then? The point that I think people have got to understand is that when you take a look, and you've spelled it out, Dave, in your articles, the Communist Manifesto calls for a simple overwhelming of everything, but pretty much starting with the borders, the flooding of the borders. Isn't it fascinating that anybody can come in here and get $35,000, but if you're a veteran, you're denied benefits. If you're a veteran, you're denied the pay you were promised. So the most dangerous, I would say this, outside of Patriots talk show hosts and others, the most dangerous position right now to be is to be a veteran. The most identified target are those who have special operations credentials. Now, why is that? Special operations are the group they ship in, they meaning our government, and formerly shipped in to train insurgents in both counter-revolutionary tactics and also in flat-out mayhem, murder, and basically overthrow. So now we've got a situation where look at what has happened since the Bush Empire started the war in the Middle East. We were told by the Russians, don't go there. We watched Russia fight basically a no-win situation. Obviously, the United States did what they could do to hasten the demise of Russia, but even after that, the Russians kept warning us, don't go there, you can't win. So the needless slaughter of America's servicemen, I believe, has been a supernaturally wicked sacrifice on, as Hawk would call it, a blood sacrifice of biblical proportions. I'm choosing my words carefully. Biblical proportions in order to satisfy the bloodlust that's coming upon this land. Never in the history of the United States have we seen such rank polarization being promulgated, pushed forth, and funded by pretty much the death house. As you know, I call Washington, D.C. the slaughterhouse. Anybody who has a question mark in their brain after hearing me say that is because look at all the blood that has been shed. We could have stopped ISIS in their tracks, but by the way, ISIS is nothing more than a foreign policy, grouping orchestrated, funded by the West right now and the people who are in the West.
I couldn't agree with you more, Steve. It's a CIA creation. We've had Scott Bennett on. It's a CIA-funded operation, and it's an extension of the CFR. No question.
You know, Dave, I knew this was coming years ago when I started on talk radio. I received a postcard that was sent to somebody else, and they forwarded it to me when Jeremy Borda, he was the chief of naval operations, was assassinated. Another one of those situations, of course, he shot himself after, you know, having his hands tied behind his back, etc. And the gentleman, I don't know, obviously was anonymous, but he said the Sea of Far, SEAOFFAR. What people have got to understand is that even from a biblical and prophetic standpoint, the 10 nations that are going to rise, join with the Antichrist, they're still going to be withstood by two groups. At this point, the two groups, I believe, are China and Russia. They obviously see what's going on, and in this game of thrones, the idea is to pit everybody's enemy against everybody else and then save enough stuff in reserve to take out the last man standing. You know, I think some of the movies always use that classic line, at the end of the day, there can only be one winner. Well, in this situation, the American people, this is the thing that you have spelled out in great detail, I've talked about in great detail. The point is this for everyone. Now, I'm making that statement the point. Some people send me email, don't say the point. Well, you obviously haven't got it, so I better spell it out bullet point by bullet point. The United States is being taken down. The American middle class is being wiped out. The military is being defunded. Our brightest generals and admirals have been kicked out because they won't swear allegiance to the coming New World Order. We have a Muslim in the White House. We have Muslims heading up the major defense department, the intelligence agencies, the fusion centers. And so, ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself this. When did Christians become the target of opportunity? When did America's fighting heritage become targets to be dispatched with great prejudice? What's wrong that people don't see? Well, the number one thing is that in Orwell's book, you know, 1984, the screen was a telescreen or telepresence. It's everywhere. You know, Dave, when I started talking about smart television, all I got was smart donkeys replying, they can't do that. And then how's that for trying to be kinder and gentler? So the thing that's fascinating to me is Samsung comes out and says, if you're going to say anything or do anything in front of our television screens, you better, leave the room. You see, what's astonishing to me is how many articles have you written, let's say, in the last 3 years? 1,000?
Oh, probably between 1,100 and 1,150.
Okay, so let's just take your titles. And I mean, obviously, we're not going to do that right now, but precept upon precept, everything has been laid out. I don't know, honestly, what hasn't been covered that you haven't covered or talk radio hasn't covered, okay? And then I get these, Balaam's donkeys emailing me saying, nothing you guys say is ever right. Oh, yeah? Well, you've lost your country, you've lost your heritage, now you're hearing that they want to blast, take down the Confederate flag forever, but they want to blast the Stonewall Jackson bas-relief on the mountainside. And this is what's happening. Racism now is reversed. And I'll tell you what it all boils down to. There is such a contempt in this administration for white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. There are many black people that know what Obama is about. I'm not talking to them, but the stirring up of the strife is exactly what Jesus said would happen by flooding the borders with illegal aliens. And you know what's sad? Some people say, well, I don't think that's fair to call Washington the slaughterhouse. No, it's too kind. I refrain from calling it the butcher factory, but only for the time being. I talked to Doug before the show, Dave, and it was interesting. I was over in Virginia City. This is an amazing story. This is real time. Virginia cities from Bozeman, Montana, and Nevada City are two of the most well-preserved ghost towns, mining towns in the country. It's amazing. And as I was walking down the 1880 streets, they had an American flag out there, and I looked over. It was on a ramshackled, pioneer house, and the house was in disrepair, and the flag was just hanging there. And then I felt the Lord spoke to my heart. People say, I don't believe God speaks to you. Well, then you're not a sheep, because Jesus said his sheep hear his voice, and another they will not follow. And instantly, I felt the Lord said, the UN flag will be replacing that soon. Now, I'm loaded up with camera gear, okay, and by the way, it weighs, 12 pounds, and taking all the pictures I can take. And the fact is that when I called Doug to answer a question for him, he said, call me, Steve. He said, and I didn't tell him where I'd been to Virginia, Nevada City, and he said, the Lord spoke to me the other night about the American flag. It's going to be replaced. Well, that would be enough to maybe make most people think, well, how soon, Lord? What do you mean? But the thing that everybody's got to understand is the America you grew up, you loved, and I love my country. I love the country that is. I don't love the pilfered, rebellious, against the living God, kingdom of hell that it has become. People say to me, well, why don't you leave then? Because I do not have the go or the marching instructions from the Lord. Since I came to know Jesus 43 years ago, I've operated one principle: trust and obey, for there's no other way. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. We can talk about places to go. Now, I believe there are people who will be told to stay. I believe there are people who will be told to go. The people that will be told to go should get in contact with the different people that offer services for relocation, i.e. John Price, The Daughter of Babylon, The Death of America, and I forget the name of his book right now because I can't, I've got so many books in my head, but I'm sorry, The End of America. Well, The End and Death of America. And so, there's people that are out there. Ray Gano is in Panama. There's some people in Ecuador that I know. Actually, I know some generals that moved to Ecuador and came back to the States and literally told their kids, you've got to leave now. And these are generals who are active duty and just basically left within the last couple years, either forced out or because of conscience, couldn't stand it anymore. So, there's very, first of all, you can't count. Here's the rule of relocation. SQ's rule of relocation number one. We can just get into it right now. You cannot depend on your pension funds or your retirement to support your lifestyle someplace else. At some point, that will end. The globalists and international bankers are already passing laws. They're taxing what you take out of the country. They're proposing legislation that if you owe child support, and by the way, I'm in favor of deadbeat dads who owe child support paying up, but if you have any taxes, and by the way, if there's any even pretense that you'll have an unpaid liability, they want to block your access out of the country. Von Clausewitz, in his classic book On War, said, when goods don't cross borders, armies do. My statement is, when cash can't leave the borders, neither can you. So the number one concern I have, listening, Dave, to the people that call me, email me, and it's night and day, that's not an exaggeration, should I go, should I stay, you cannot go unless you have a form of support. Many of these countries have a minimum requirement, and you need good legal advice. I would recommend anybody planning to go to Panama, planning to go to Chile. I have a good friend, Scotty, that can help people if they want to go to Chile. He lives there. He's an expatriate. He actually lived next to me in Livingston, Montana. There's a bunch of guys from Montana living in Chile. My two favorite countries would be Chile at this point, based on all of the other countries that everybody has visited, and maybe Uruguay. So, then people will say, well, aren't the Bushes there? Well, yeah, listen, so are the Rockefellers, the Southern Hemisphere. Everybody said, well, I'll go to Australia. Are you kidding me? Australia is like going into the fire out of the frying pan. What about New Zealand? New Zealand has really strict requirements for funding. A lot of times you can buy a citizenship, but in New Zealand's case, I think you've got to have about $1.5 million to put into a business.
That's part of it. Now, I actually, at one time, Steve, it was about 2 years ago, I looked at New Zealand. Now, why was I in demand? Because I have a reputation from my college basketball coaching days of being an excellent shooting coach. And they talked to me about coming over and working with their junior program. And that offer was on the table. They were going to fast track until they found my website. Can't have Dave the Troublemaker coming to New Zealand.
No, and can I say something? The problem that most people don't understand about New Zealand and Australia is they're already in China's sights. You probably know that.
I do.
China and New Zealand, forgive me, New Zealand and Australia have already cut their deals to use the yuan in trading. You probably knew that, right?
Yeah, I do. And gun control, it's already done. Agenda 21 is running rampant over these countries. Yeah, you're right.
Well, you know, again, the thing that is really important for people to understand is you must have a way to support yourself. Now, here's what I believe for the Christians that stay. I believe the Christians that stay, that are seeking God, that are literally crying out for their sins and the sin of the nation, I believe God is going to do the miraculous and impossible. And Dave, today just I had an hour and a half drive each way, and I was just pondering this. And I was saying, Lord, one of the names for Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And some people translate it to God saves us. I said, Lord, there is nothing any of us can do right now. I mean, you know, if you think you're going to vote the right guy in, it isn't going to change a thing. Everybody's owned, maybe with the exception of Donald Trump. I'm only saying this, but obviously they're out to get him already. And look at what Bill Clinton made the statement to Jeb Bush. Oh, there's a pair, stating that we'll take care of this Trump guy. By the way, Dave, I think you mentioned it and others have mentioned it. Isn't it fascinating that the drug kingpin breaks out within 2 days of that statement? I believe, obviously, that this thing is a setup. They're going to try and kill Donald Trump. I pray for him. I thank God for his boldness. You may hate him because he's got money, not like his hairdo, but he's just telling people what they already know. You see, this is what's happened to the brain-dead automatons that listen to the mainstream vomit, okay? There is no difference between Fox and NBC. Everybody's scratching their head. You saw the statement, of course. The FBI couldn't figure out if this was really a terrorist attack or not, and they were trying to say, well, there's no linkage to ISIS. Hello? You know, the point being now is that you can't fight a war if you will not identify the enemy. Unfortunately, now with Muslims in control, the point being, and I'm talking about our government, the Christians are in their sights. There is no such thing. I want to make this clear. There are peaceful Muslims, but there is no thing, such a thing as peaceful Islam. It just doesn't exist. That's like basically trying to stretch the balloon, let's say this, a one-foot balloon over the sphere of the earth. It won't fit. It doesn't fit. It hasn't historically fit. Look at the basket cases in Europe.
Steve, let's hold that thought right there because we got to step aside for a quick break, and we'll come back to the basket cases in Europe after a word from these sponsors. Stay tuned. Again, I want to stress the importance of being prepared in this age of uncertainty. We could go to bed this Friday and wake up Monday and live in an entirely different country with all that Steve is talking about here. So again, I want to refer you to my friend Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com. He's got Mountain House Foods, food prep and storage, water filters, night vision with a PVS 14 third generation autogated unit, which is the best in the world. He'll work with your budget. He'll consult with you about your needs. He is your friend. He wants to help you survive what's coming. Again, Bob Griswold, 800-627-3809. Also, again, I want to reiterate the importance, the extreme importance of not letting your money get trapped in the bank, because it's not going to be there much longer. You know, you go back and you just put banking into my search engine on my website at the Common Sense Show and find all the legislation that has been enacted where it says that when you put your money in the bank, it is no longer yours. They can take your money and there's nothing you can do legally. You can try to do something physically, but good luck with that. Instead, convert your money. Convert your cash to metals. We have Steve Quayle on the air. And he represents and owns Renaissance Precious Metals. And Steve likes to say, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Don't mess around with the gold and silver certificates. They're a waste of your money. They're a waste of your time. Call Steve tomorrow, 406-586-4842. He will consult with you on your needs and guide you on how to protect what you already have, because there will be people coming out the other side of Jade Helm and all that's coming our way. Be one of those people that's prepared when you come out on the other side. Well, joining us is five-star guest Steve Quayle. And Steve, you were getting ready to talk about what's happening in Europe related to our conversation about how all hell's ready to break loose.
Well, I think all hell is breaking loose. Look at the importation of the immigrants in France, okay? France had an open border policy, and there are parts of France that are like parts of Michigan, Dearborn, and other areas, as the people have stated, that are Sharia compliant. They've got nothing but problems. And all the politicians typically do, most of the politicians do, is make excuses. Same thing in Great Britain. Look what's happened there. Look at the banking situation now, and this is very critical. Everybody's got their eyes focused on Greece, but if you take the United States, we make Greece look like little leaguers. The only difference between Greece and the United States is we can print all the money in the world and flood all the world with all the money in the world, except those that are saying we don't want your dollars anymore. Then we go to Spain. Spain, especially Santander Bank, has got real problems and real issues. We go to all of the other nations, Italy. Italy's got a basket case economy. So, Dave, all the economies of the world are being held up by a breath. It's like two ships ready to sink. Let's just take the Lusitania and the Titanic. They're both taking on water, but they're both using fire hoses, to take the water out of their holes, shoot it into the other boat. You get the image? Two boats, kind of like those fire boats, and they think as long as the water's in the air, they're both not going to sink. The water in the air being the metaphor for printing money. But there are no actual markets. The most brilliant men in the world, the most brilliant financiers, guys with billions, guys with tens of billions, are saying there are no real markets anymore. The fact that the average American goes to the store and sees real price inflation, true price inflation, prices going up while the contents of volumes that were in the packages are going down. So they're getting hit with a double whammy. I mean, I remember when you got a bag of potato chips, the potato chips were at the top. Now you go buy a bag of potato chips. I just bought one, coconut oil kettle chips or something. And it is no exaggeration to say that only the third bottom of the bag, it was $4, is filled with chips. You know, you grab them, they've got all that air in them. So isn't that funny? Because the word inflation literally comes to mean to blow air into. So what is more, I'd say, in our face than most care to realize is the middle class can't take the price hikes. And look at home ownership. You remember when the American dream was you could basically, on a husband's salary, get a job, buy a home, buy a car, save your kids, go to college, and have retirement. That's gone now. You see, because years ago, again, when I started on talk radio, I'm refreshing some of my older listeners' mind, I came up with a word called techno-serfdom, okay? That as technology would advance, the working populace would have to fall by the wayside. We would become serfs at best, dead at worst. So now that's basically the mantra of the New World Order. By consent or by conquest, there will be a New World Order. That statement you've quoted, I've quoted, and the point being is that now it looks like it's going to be by conquest. You know, barbarians within the gates, barbarians outside the gates. We've got every form of enemy coming at us. Meanwhile, Nero fiddles, actually golfs, or rides bicycles, or is worried about transgendered, should children have the right to choose their sexuality. Meanwhile, I just posted a flashback about Vladimir Putin's young wolves, and he's teaching the Boy Scouts over there how to strip AK-47s blind, how to knife fight, martial arts. And see, this is pathetic. The emasculation of the American male. Can I just give you a quick flashback? Years ago when I started on talk radio, one of my very first topics, and this is going back 20-some years now, 23, 24 years, was xenoestrogens, okay? Or the feminization, there we go, of the American male due to all of the birth control pills being flushed down the drain through the urine of women taking birth control pills. I'm not blaming them, but I'm just talking about them. And then we'll get to Prozac and probably 8,000 other chemicals. But when you reprocess sewage, those chemicals aren't filtered out generally. And the majority, I had water engineers call me and say, you're right. But people, you've got to recognize it used to be a sign of old age to go bald. Now I'm seeing 19 and 20-year-old kids that have no hair on their head, they have no hair on their face, and you saw the fact that right now they're starting to admit that, hey, there's a problem with excreted pharmaceuticals. Hello? Well, then let's get into SSRIs. Let's get into all of the mind-controlling drugs or mind-dumbing drugs. Let's get into all the different things that have happened in the last 20 years, and we're literally drinking, and I'll say this, if you're drinking water that comes out of a public tap and it's been filtered and it's, you know, reinstituted, you're drinking basically chemicals that you cannot filter out, or, forgive me, that have not been filtered out. You can filter it out. I once said this, and I got in a lot of trouble, and this is 2 decades ago. I said, if you're not drinking filtered water, you're playing Russian roulette with your life. I still stand by that. Unless you've had your water tested, you're on a well, you are playing with your life. Okay, let's look at all the cancers now. Let's look at all of the crazy stuff. But look, we're talking primarily about the feminization of men. Did you see that article where one of the big papers is pushing androgynous clothing that a man or a woman can share? Hello? Nope.
Absolutely, and they're pushing unisex bathrooms, and you go down the line, Steve. They're trying to erase male, female discrimination in terms of how we describe the genders.
But it's more than that. It's basically it's a form of genocide because again, the ability to produce sperm. I tell people America has got the most illiterate sperm in the world. What I mean by that is the little suckers, they have, I'm sure someone will be offended at this, but the sperm count of the American male has fallen off drastically to the point of infertility. And if you see all the people struggling to have children, beyond just what is the superficial levels are, I think the point being is that now they have scientific evidence and proof. So where are we going with all this stuff tonight? Well, here's where we're going. Number one, we are seeing the beginning phases of civil war already taking place. The other day, the Black Panthers were squaring off with the Ku Klux Klan. We're seeing the bikers, okay, vilified. And that whole thing that happened in Waco, Texas, was a complete setup. The thing that caused it to be set up, according to what I was told, is that they were very fearful, the authorities, that the bikers could band together and they could acquire the weapons due to their access through money, and so they wanted to take them out. It was a preemptive move on the bikers. Now, to your knowledge, Dave, have they been released or are they all still in jail?
I think they're all still in jail.
Yep. So this is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, why that was set up. If you had 1,800 bikers And a bike is a whole lot, I mean, I'm now talking a motorcycle, is a whole lot more maneuverable than an Abrams tank. And it's something that, Zawahiri was able to basically evade capture from Black Hawk helicopters, from satellites, and every other form of technology, simply because the guy was a good dirt bike rider. And literally, the only way they could consider catching him was turning out special forces guys on, motorcycles who are trained riders. So the point being is that's what the reason behind that was. You see, Dave, it's not enough to identify just the fruit of evil. You have to go to the root. Now, meantime, look at what's happened. How many hardened criminals, murderers, and we've got the two tragedies that happened, 2 weeks ago, where innocent Americans are gunned down by sicko, murderous, prisoners that were released under the amnesty program. What are we not seeing? Well, day after day, you put it in your headlines, you put it in your story. Day after day, I put up my stories, 30, 40. And by the way, everyone, my stories don't ever go up my website. They just scroll down. So go to the search engine and hit those backward buttons, and it'll, take you back, 28,000 stories if you want to go, or go in the search engine. Somebody says, well, I can't follow your website because there's not enough stuff on it. I said, there's not enough stuff on it? I have literally 10,000 pages on my website. Probably more than that. And the
Steve,
point
don't
is,
you,
the only way you
don't
can
you get
find
over
a story,
2 million I'm sorry, don't you get over 2 million hits a month?
A month? No, I get way more than that.
What do you get?
Let's see. At the end of this year, I will have had 2 billion hits for the year. Two billion hits.
Yeah. I should have said 2 million a day.
Yeah. Well, even that isn't enough. No, I get more than that. But the point being is that what I'm trying to say to people is this. As quickly as Dave writes a story, as quickly as I put a story up, it's almost like now we're trained, and I'm trained this way, that if a story's 5 days old, it's old, okay? It may be the most relevant thing ever written, but now I'm having to overcome the statements I get, well, that was in May. Why are you not posting something more current? Because in May, the article I just posted, for instance, on Vladimir Putin, is being now, it's the reference context for why the American Boy Scouts are going to allow gays into the Boy Scouts. See, this is the American masculation. When the boundaries, God created boundaries for everything. He's the one that established the marriage covenant. It is the oldest covenant in the world. It goes back to Eden. Every single boundary now is being, abrogated. All the boundaries are gone. And so that's why the scripture says, and this is the one I can't get over, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Somebody told me the true translation of that is this. If the foundations be destroyed, look what the righteous didn't do. In other words, we are responsible for what happened. Now, I believe that's more accurate, okay? Have you ever heard it stated that way, Dave?
I've heard it both ways, but I think essentially when we take a pragmatic view of it, Steve, I think it means the same thing, that we have to follow our Christian principles in the absence of Christian leadership in our government.
But see, they're counting, and I agree, but they're counting on the Christians misapplying Romans 13.
Romans 13,
okay?
Yep. Yep.
And Chuck Baldwin and Tim Baldwin have done a great job. Look up Chuck Baldwin, Romans 13, if you're in any way perplexed by, thou shalt not kill. That means thou shalt not murder. There's no place in the scripture where God forbids. He never does self-defense. If God didn't forbid self-defense, then the converse of that would be that God ordains suicide. Because if you're going into a situation where people want to take your life, they do not have that right from God. So you stop them, okay? And that's where, honestly, my number one prayer, Dave, for the people of God in America who call themselves Christians is for God literally to pour liquid titanium into their backs and they'd stand up. I can't tell you this. I go on my emails and, you've heard me, and the point being, I'm sure you get them too. But
mm-hmm.
You think you're dealing with a bunch of, can't resist, a bunch of hens, some of these guys that email me that call themselves men, you know, like the guy I told you, and I've made this story famous, but he said he wouldn't do anything if his wife was being murdered. If I was a wife of that guy, I'd leave him tomorrow. Someone says, well, you're promoting divorce. I'm promoting life. That guy isn't worth having that wife, and I mean that. You know, I am so, so tired of wimps. I just got an email from Anthony in Texas. He said many of the bikers have been released on bail. The media is having a hard time getting info from the local government. That's because that's the greatest malfeasance case in the history, false arrest, and I don't know if they had to sign, Anthony, any of, you know, agreements not to sue. But that was the biggest miscarriage of justice ever carried out on the world's watching eyes, only to be covered up. Only to be covered up. So what we're seeing, Dave, right now is if anybody cannot disconnect from mainstream news, I'm sorry, but you're part of the Borg. You have already been assimilated. It's been interesting to watch the railing and accusation on there's nothing true, there's no truth in the alternative media. Well, there must be, or you wouldn't be attacking it. Fascinating that most people in this country still believe the lie that somehow they're going to be able to click the channel remote and everything goes away and gets restored back, like a reset button, in the face of all that they have known coming apart at the seams. Go ahead, sir.
Well, let me just throw this in. I've got an emailer, David, and I'll just read to you exactly what he wrote here. Two brilliant guys, referring to you and me, and neither of you or even dare mention secession. Secession is a preferred option to leaving for some third world country. Good grief. God to Dave and Steve. Good grief. How would you respond to David?
Well, number one, I address secession. I haven't even addressed it lately, but years ago when I was hooked up and promoting the Republic of Texas, I believe secession will be the only answer, but I believe that you're seeing war on Texas because Texas has that right. You see, and what's that guy's name, Dave, the guy that just sent that email?
David.
Yeah, you're only able to succeed that by the power you have to withstand those who will come against you. Now, I believe you're going to see what Thomas Chittum said. You're going to see the breakup of the United States into the Balkans. Now, most people will not receive what I'm going to say. Forget secession in the standard sense of the word, because the government has secret deals to give back the Aztlan area, interestingly enough, the original seven states, to Mexico. Oh, forget about the North American Union. That's all blasé. That's all passé. No, it's not. Nothing's changed. So the point is my answer to him is, of course. But why does David think, and I'm going to throw it back in his lap, that all the National Guards were basically eviscerated when it came to tanks, helicopter gunships, ammunition, to the point of ludicrousy? Who in the world would disarm people that are identified now as targets, first and foremost by ISIS, i.e. our own government? And look at the whole nonsense. You know, the guy that went crazy at Fort Hood and killed all of those servicemen and everything, he's still drawing $6,000 a month in pay. And guess what? He still isn't facing the death penalty, and he's still carrying on. Okay, why? Because he's a Muslim. Gee, who's overseeing that? You know, here's the thing, Dave. People say that we don't deal with this, deal with that. So, David, you email Dave right now and tell me what you have done to promote secession. Tell me what you have done and tell me how you intend to enforce it. Because obviously Texas reserved that right, and Texas is showing the testicular fortitude that the Texans are going to roll over. I think in the annals of history, Texas, and this is why Texas stands unique and alone in world history, especially. Now, payback can be very difficult. Oh, I won't use the other word. It can be very troublesome. And this is why when Rick Perry was governor, and the president was down there, and Perry was talking to him about the illegal immigrants, and something had to be done because Texas was getting it. You remember what the president did? He put his shoes up on the table. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
That's the equivalent when you put your shoe or throw your shoe at somebody. That's the equivalent of giving them the finger. So the point is that the secession is a great idea. It takes a lot of blood and a lot of ability and power to do that. When I say power, I'm talking firepower. It takes more than willpower. Now, the point is that I believe that the ultimate goal of this crew of pirates is to divide up the country. We used to be called the United States of America. You know, not little Mecca or not little, Mexico City. The problem is, it's like Michael Savage used to say, borders, language, culture. Every single one of those is now being violated. You're an old school teacher, Dave. What is it, 60% of school children in New York don't speak English?
I don't know that exact number, but we are being deculturated by the moment. There's no question about that. Our birth rate right now is only about 1.6 for the indigenous people that live here. We're being propped up by immigration. And I don't totally agree with the depth that Donald Trump went to in his statement when he said we're getting nothing but criminals and so forth. We're getting some people here who are fine people who come in and work, but the fact is they're entering illegally. They're used as a cover and a screen to bring in ISIS terrorist cells. They're also being used to undermine our culture. They're not being brought in to pass tests on the Constitution or learn how to speak English like my father's family did when they came from Germany. They're just being brought in to deculturate America. And that's the problem I have with immigration. Also, too, I agree with Donald Trump on one point. We are not getting the same level of immigrants that we've gotten from a lot of countries. We're not getting their engineers from Mexico. We're not getting their scientists. We're not getting their biologists. So, Steve, it's a negative lose-lose. And when the new trade agreements, the TPP, comes in, I've been reading an analysis that says that as many as 150 million people all the way down through South America will be coming to the United States.
Well, again, when he made the statement, the entity in the slaughterhouse made the statement, he said, America's no longer a Christian nation. That's true. America can claim a Christian heritage, but obviously the Christian heritage was emasculated and neutralized in the pulpits. It's fascinating. It's almost like the older preachers, and I'm talking the older ones now, and who have gone on to be with the Lord, Derek Prince, Leonard Ravenhill, Alex Ness, all of T.L. Osborne, some of the great preachers in history, you know, the equivalent of Jonathan Edwards, the equivalent of Finney, all those guys. The bottom line is there was a direct downward spiral. Peace, you know, this is something that people don't realize. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Jesus said, marvel not that the world hates you, they hated me. The point is that we're now seeing, Dave, full-scale vilification of Christians. Doug and I also compared notes. I felt the Lord spoke to me in the same day when I was over in Virginia City. Tell the people, Steve, to hide my word in their heart. That means memorize Bible verses. For the day is coming when the Bible will be outlawed and possession of it will be a capital offense. Now, Dave, you know, talking about this stuff even 20 years ago, you know, everybody thought I was a loon. I still get, you know, you've never been right in your life. Go read my prophecies on my front page. I'm not a prophet, but those are
the words.
You're
right a lot more than you've ever been wrong.
Right. And so, you know, or here's one I like, condescending other talk show hosts. Well, Steve means well, but he just doesn't understand. No, I understand really well. And I would say this, ask those critics of mine or of Dave's what they have done to make anything relevant. What they have done. You know, it's really like this. Well, the rapture people get mad at me because, of course, I can't be a Christian because I do not, and I'm not. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, bought with the blood of the Lamb. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But if I were to define myself in the terms of modern Christianity, I plead that I do not have much in common with modern Christianity because modern Christianity is weak and it's apostate, okay? So anybody who's weak and who is an apostate, you know, sends me what I call the meow mix. You know what the meow mix is? It's
no.
The meow sound. It's the nameless cowards. When you go to respond to them, they've used some kind of a horse manure name, and they won't even identify themselves. So, again, the point that I'm trying to make is this. Nameless cowards will go into the lake of fire. People can, you know, say what they want. Well, I have to keep my anonymity. Yeah, really? From what I see, anonymous 1234567, and I think some of you know who I'm talking to, all you do is send recycled stuff. By the way, obviously the NSA has your IP address. They know who you are. So what I'm amazed at, now look, there are people that have to maintain their anonymity, but they give you real stuff, not just a hard time, you know. So I don't know how you deal with the day, but here's the thing. By the way, I've got to clarify something from someone who lives in Paraguay. He said, this is somebody who lives there, Chris in Paraguay. He said, the Bushes are actually in Paraguay, not Uruguay, or at least that is where they have their property, up near the military facility in the north. Paraguay is great for people looking to move. By the way, I had a friend spend some time in Chile, and he left because he considered a worse police state than the U.S. He's in Colombia now, which he loves, although I'm not sure that I would want to be there when the stuff hits the fan due to what is left in the cartels rising up again. Well, see, here's the deal. The safest place to be is where God places you. At some point, you have to draw your line in the sand. I'm sure, Dave, you have. You don't have to explain it. I have my line in the sand. The waves have been coming up to the sand, but there comes a time when the waves will overflow the sand. So everybody just imagine you're on a beach, you have your toes, and you're drawing a line in the sand. Now define that sand, not a line, not me, for me, but define it for yourselves so that you can have an understanding of what you're going to do. You know, when you see it all coming down, it's like take everything for granted. As long, and by the way, I used to make the joke, and it looks like now that's not going to apply, or that's going to apply in a different way. I used to say, as long as the golden arches were golden, everybody's going to be happy, but they're about ready to go under because they can't get away from what they have served people, and people just won't eat, you know, synthetic food anymore. So all of their plans are failing because once you basically tell the American people, we fed you, you know, garbage all these years, it's pretty tough to go back. They're going to have to, you know, the only thing that would save them. Now, I was going to say is to adopt a Whole Foods menu. You see that Whole Foods now just went totally GMO. They've reversed their whole reason for existence. You want to know why? I guess they got bought out by somebody really big.
Okay, Steve, we got to scoot. We'll pick it up when we come back. We're at our top of the hour break. We'll be gone for approximately 5 minutes. We come back, we'll continue right where we left off. See you on the other side.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.